Is that sometimes when you face problems and say we should take shelter of Krishna, but the mind says that you are not a devotee, so why should Krishna help you? So how does faith play a role in this? Now there is, rather than thinking that I am a devotee or I am not a devotee, this is more of, it's not so much digital as it is analog, in the sense that there is a gradation and we are all practicing bhakti. And there is certainly some level of devotion that we all have. So the mind usually needs, is looking for some way to discourage us. So one of the ways it is, it actually even takes some philosophical points and it uses the philosophy for its own purposes. So for example, the 7th canto we see, and when Hiranyakashipu is performing austerities, he says that I'll get the position of Brahma, I'll become the strongest person in the universe and then I will kill Vishnu. So at that time, what does he do? He takes the knowledge of the soul. First he uses the knowledge of the soul to console his mother and Hiranyakashipu. But after that he says, yes, becoming like Brahma is going to take a long, long time. But I am the soul, I am eternal. So even if I die in this life, in the next life I will continue austerity. And I will become Brahma and I will kill Vishnu. So rather than thinking of his eternal identity and his eternal position, he's misusing that eternality for his materialistic agenda. So what happens is that yes, Krishna protects his devotees, his Bhakta Vatsala. But that does not mean that he doesn't care for anyone else. In Prahlad Maharaj, in one of his prayers, he says that Kovan was he says, Krupana Vatsala. He says, oh my dear Lord, you are Trastosmyaham. Krupana Vatsala. He says, my dear Lord, I am afflicted in this world and you are Krupana Vatsala. So he's not just Bhakta Vatsala. Even for the miserly people, he loves them. So Krishna is ready to help everyone. Surudam Sarva Bhutana. Yes, there may be different degrees to which Krishna helps different people. But those degrees are determined not by some static state that okay, this is a devotee and I'll help, this is a non-devotee and I'll not help. That is actually that how much Krishna helps. Actually, Krishna wants to help everyone. How much Krishna helps primarily depends on how receptive we are to his help. So if we are receptive to his help, he will give help. In one sense, many of the significant developments in science or many of the great masterpieces in art, they have all taken place because of what is called as inspiration. And inspiration, it's such a brilliant flash of insight that by a logical step-by-step process, how it could have happened, it's very difficult to explain. Now, so most of these people who got those inspirations, say, Kekule found out the benzene structure. Now, he was not a devotee worshipping God. He's a scientist, but he got that insight. He got that inspiration. So, in fact, Prahlad Maharaj, one of his prayers, he says, my dear Lord, or no, it's Kulshekhar, he says, Kulshekhar Maharaj, in one of his prayers, he says, that, oh mind, it's a very beautiful prayer, he says, oh mind, don't worry about the sufferings of hell. Because is your Lord not the Lord of the gods of fortune? Is he not Paparipavaha? Is he not the killer of sin? Is he not destroyer of sin, the enemy of sin? And then he says, this is the Lord who fulfills the desires even of the materialistic people who come to him. Then why will he not protect one who is trying to dedicate his life to him? So, Krishna's protection is very much there. And it depends on how much we are receptive to his protection. That's the first thing. So when the mind says that, you are not a devotee, Krishna will not help you, that is simply the mind's stratagem. It's trick to dishearten us in bhakti. That's the first point. Second point is, that when we talk about the role of faith while dealing with problems, and faith is not a replacement for intelligence. It is a complement to intelligence. It's not that when we have faith, that means we don't use our own God-given intelligence to deal with the problem. We see Srila Prabhupada, who can have as much faith as he had in terms of coming all alone at the age of 70 on a cargo ship to a distant land. But along, so he had an enormous faith, but along with that he was also intelligent. You know, he came to a butler, he saw that this is a small town, there's not much prospects here. So he used his intelligence, came to New York. New York, he was staying with in the yoga studio. And he saw people here are coming, people are not really spiritually interested. Then he went to the Lower East Side where the hippies were there. So he was also using his intelligence to see what strategy would work the best. So faith and intelligence both go together. And they both help us in dealing with the problem. So we definitely need faith, but having faith doesn't mean that we don't strive on our own. So what the mind does is, either it can make us think that I am not a devotee, so Krishna will not help me, or it can make us say, I don't have faith. I don't have faith, so why will Krishna help me? But then, rather than worrying about that part, if we do what we can, Krishna will help us do what we can't. So if we do what we can, we have some understanding of philosophy. So we use that understanding to do what we can, say chant or study scripture, apply that knowledge in our specific life, in our specific situation in our life, and then Krishna will give us the further intelligence to deal with the situation specifically in due course of time. But the key thing is that whatever happens, now we don't let ourselves get discouraged in our bhakti. No matter whatever happens. We may be unqualified, but we are never disqualified. We are all unqualified. We have so many impurities, we have so many conditioning, we have committed so many aparadhas. But Krishna is so merciful, Bhakti Devi is so merciful, that we are never disqualified from bhakti, no matter what happens. We always have the opportunity to practice bhakti. And if we keep practicing bhakti without letting the mind discourage us, eventually, even if there is darkness right now, light will emerge. Does it answer the question?